You're listening to Radio Hangar. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct. I want you to think about the last time you climbed into a helicopter, or if you haven't, think about why you haven't. Helicopters are magnificent, complicated, terrifying machines. Three axes of control, all of them trying to kill you simultaneously. The collective, the cyclic, the anti-torque pedals, and every one of them is cross-coupled with the others. Change one input and you need to adjust the other two. It's like patting your head, rubbing your stomach, and tap dancing on a balance beam at the same time. Now imagine a company walks in and says, "We're going to make a helicopter as easy to fly as a car is to drive." Not a new helicopter, your helicopter, the one already sitting on the ramp. That company is Skyrise, and their product is called FlightOS. And what they're doing might be the most underrated innovation in aviation right now. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in your flying life. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, every step of the journey. Beautifully crafted and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. So let's break this down. Skyrise is based in El Segundo, California, founded by a guy named Mark Groden. And unlike a lot of the air taxi startups that are designing entirely new aircraft from scratch, Skyrise took a fundamentally different approach. They looked at the problem and said the airframe isn't the bottleneck. The flight control system is, think about it this way. Modern fixed-wing airliners have had fly-by-wire technology for decades. You push the side stick on an Airbus A320, and computers interpret what you want, then move the control surfaces to make it happen. The computers add envelope protection. They won't let you stall the airplane. They won't let you overstress the airframe. The pilot commands intent, and the system figures out the execution. Helicopters never got that. Most helicopters flying today, even relatively new ones, still use direct mechanical linkages. You move the cyclic, and cables and pushrods physically move the swashplate. There is no computer in the middle smoothing things out, adding stability, preventing you from doing something the machine can't handle. It's raw, unfiltered, mechanical flying. And that's why helicopter accident rates are dramatically higher than fixed-wing accident rates. The data tells an interesting story there. Depending on the dataset you look at, helicopters have a fatal accident rate roughly 3 to 5 times higher than general aviation fixed-wing flying. And a huge portion of those accidents come down to loss of control. The pilot got behind the aircraft. Skyrise looked at that problem and said, "What if we retrofit existing helicopters with a full fly-by-wire flight control system? What if we put sensors, computers, and electric actuators into a Robinson R66 or a Bell 407 and let software handle the cross-coupling, the stability augmentation, the envelope protection?" That's FlightOS. It's a supplemental type certificate modification. You take an existing helicopter, you pull out the mechanical flight control linkages, and you replace them with triple redundant electric actuators, an inertial measurement unit, GPS receivers, radar altimeters, LiDAR sensors, and a central flight computer that runs the whole show. The pilot still has a cyclic and collective, but now they're side sticks feeding electronic signals to the computer. The computer decides how to move the rotor system. Here's what most people miss about this. This isn't just an autopilot bolted on top. This is a fundamental re-architecture of how the helicopter flies. Traditional stability augmentation systems, the ones you find in turbine helicopters, they add small corrections on top of the pilot's inputs. FlightOS replaces the entire control path. The pilot is flying through the computer at all times, the same way an Airbus pilot flies through the flight control laws at all times. And that unlocks capabilities that are genuinely new for helicopters. First, simplified controls. Skyrise has demonstrated their system with what they call a single inceptor interface. One hand, one stick. Push it forward, the helicopter goes forward. Pull it back, it comes back. Move it left or right, it goes left or right. Twist it, you go up or down. The computer handles the collective management, the anti-torque compensation, the trim, the power management, all of it. A pilot with zero helicopter time can hover this thing on their first attempt. I've seen the demonstration videos, and it is genuinely startling to watch someone with no rotorcraft experience hold a stable hover within minutes. Now, before the helicopter purists in the audience start throwing their headsets at the radio, let me be clear about what this is and what it isn't. This is not a toy. This is not dumbing down aviation. What Skyries is doing is applying the same philosophy that made modern airliners the safest transportation mode on Earth. Envelope protection. If the pilot inputs a command that would exceed the aircraft's structural limits or aerodynamic boundaries, the computer says no. If the pilot lets go of the stick entirely, the helicopter holds its position. It doesn't depart controlled flight. It doesn't settle into a vortex ring state. It just sits there, stable, waiting for the next command. Think about what that means for the loss of control accident statistics I mentioned earlier. A huge number of helicopter accidents happen during the most demanding phases of flight. Low-speed maneuvering near the ground, approaches to confined areas, operations in degraded visual environments. These are exactly the scenarios where a fly-by-wire system with envelope protection could intervene before the pilot gets into an unrecoverable state. The company chose the Robinson R66 as their initial platform, which is a smart move for several reasons. Robinson is the most prolific helicopter manufacturer in the world. There are thousands of them flying. The R66 is their turbine model, so it has the power margins and the operational profile that makes it relevant for commercial operations. And frankly, Robinson helicopters have historically had higher accident rates than the fleet average, partly because they're often flown by lower-time pilots in training environments. A fly-by-wire retrofit for the Robinson fleet could move the safety needle more than almost any other single intervention. Now, Skyries got their FAA Supplemental Type Certificate for the R66 Flight OS modification, and that was a massive regulatory milestone. Getting the FAA to approve a fly-by-wire retrofit for a helicopter that was designed with mechanical controls is not a trivial certification effort. You have to prove that the electronic system is at least as safe as the mechanical system it replaces. And given that the mechanical system has a known track record, the bar for the electronic replacement is extremely high. Triple redundancy, dissimilar hardware, independent power sources, failure mode analysis for every conceivable scenario. Let me talk about the business model for a second, because this is where Skyries diverges from the eVTOL crowd in a really important way. Companies like Joby and Archer are designing new aircraft that need new type certificates, new manufacturing lines, new maintenance programs, new pilot training syllabi, and entirely new operating ecosystems. That is a decade-long multi-billion-dollar undertaking. Skyries is modifying aircraft that already exist, that already have type certificates, that already have parts supply chains, that already have trained mechanics, that already have established operating procedures. They're adding a layer of technology on top of a proven platform. That's a dramatically shorter path to market, and the potential applications go well beyond making helicopters easier to fly. Once you have a fly-by-wire system with full authority digital control, you can start adding autonomous capabilities, incrementally automated takeoff and landing. Automated approach to a GPS waypoint, automated hover hold over a specific coordinate, automated emergency procedures, each of these can be added as software updates to the same hardware platform. Skyries has talked publicly about their vision for what they call the Skybus concept, using Flight OS-equipped helicopters as urban air mobility vehicles, essentially doing what the eVTOL companies want to do, but with aircraft that exist today. No waiting for new battery chemistry, no waiting for new airframe certification, no waiting for new vertiport infrastructure. You take existing heliports, existing helicopters, add Flight OS, simplify the pilot interface, and start flying routes. Now, let me give you the honest caveats because I think balance matters here. First, cost. A fly-by-wire retrofit is not cheap. We're talking about replacing the entire flight control system of a helicopter. Actuators, sensors, computers, wiring, all of it. For operators running tight margins, the upfront cost has to be justified by either reduced insurance premiums, reduced training costs, reduced accident rates, or new revenue opportunities. The math has to work, and it doesn't work for everyone yet. Second, maintenance complexity. Mechanical flight controls are simple. A cable breaks, you can see it. A push rod bends, you can feel it. Electronic systems fail differently. They fail in software, they fail in firmware updates. They fail in sensor calibration drift. The maintenance culture for fly-by-wire rotorcraft is different from what most helicopter shops are used to, and that transition takes time and training. Third, pilot acceptance. This is a real thing. There is a segment of the rotorcraft community that views fly-by-wire as removing the skill from flying. They see it the same way some car enthusiasts view automatic transmissions. And I understand that perspective. There is something deeply satisfying about mastering a machine that demands your full attention and coordination. But I'd push back on that a little. airline pilots didn't become less skilled when they moved from the Boeing 727 to the Airbus A320. They became differently skilled. The expertise shifted from raw stick and rudder manipulation to systems management, decision-making, and automation monitoring. The same shift is coming to rotorcraft, and the pilots who embrace it will be the ones who thrive. Fourth, and this is important, regulatory uncertainty around how far the autonomy can go. The FAA approved FlightOS as a fly-by-wire system with a pilot in the loop. Going from pilot in the loop to pilot on the loop to fully autonomous is a regulatory journey that has no clear timeline. The technology might be ready before the rules are. Here's what I find most compelling about Skyrise, though. They're solving the right problem. So much of the advanced air mobility conversation is about building new aircraft. New airframes, new propulsion, new everything. And that's exciting and important. But the dirty secret is that we already have aircraft that can do urban air mobility. They're called helicopters. They've been doing it for 70 years. The reason helicopters aren't more widely used for short-haul urban transport isn't because the aircraft can't do it. It's because they're expensive to operate, difficult to fly, and statistically less safe than we'd like. If you can solve the difficulty and safety problems with software, and you can bring the operating costs down by reducing training time and insurance premiums, you might not need to wait for a whole new category of aircraft. You might just need to make the aircraft we already have dramatically better, and that's a very different bet than the one the eVTOL companies are making. It's less glamorous. It doesn't have the cool factor of a 12-rotor tilt aircraft or a 36-ducted fan jet, but it might actually get to market faster and save lives sooner. The data from Skyrise's flight testing is encouraging. They've logged thousands of hours on the FlightOS platform. They've demonstrated the system in a wide range of conditions. And the feedback from pilots who've flown it is consistently that it feels like a generational leap. Not a gadget, not a gimmick. A fundamental change in what a helicopter can be. I pulled from Skyrise's own published materials. Reporting from Vertical Magazine and Aviation Week, and FAA certification documents for this one, you can find links and more at radiohanger.com. Fly-by-wire changed airliners 40 years ago. It's about time it came for helicopters. I'm Vector. See you next time on Clear Direct.